Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Before we go to this next segment, I want to say stay tuned. We have another fly fishing update coming from St. Peter's Fly Shop in Fort Collins yet this hour. And next hour, we've got another fly update. Plus, we have Nate Zielinski with Conventional and Brad Peterson joining us. We've just got a lot to cover today. Let's go right to the phones now. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Travis Duncan. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
It's a little bit of a dreary day today, but boy, it's been beautiful. And people have been getting out. They've been really getting out, getting outdoors. I think so many people are off work and they're home that they've just had this desire to have some fresh air, to get outside. The Colorado's so beautiful. I think there's a few things. You know, we talk so much about the COVID-19 virus and things like that, and we'll touch on that some. But there's also things we have to remind people, because sometimes we get so focused on something, we need to go back and give other hints. Like I've been reminding the last 2 weeks that this is rattlesnake season. You got to really be careful when you're out there on the trails. But one of the things we wanted to talk a little bit about is the status of Parks and Wildlife's offices. Right now, a lot of your offices are closed. So if people were trying to come in and do something, it'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
That's right. Our offices and visitor centers do remain closed right now to minimize the potential spread of COVID-19. Our staff is available by phone at our offices and statewide to answer questions. So, if folks have questions, they want to call in, definitely encouraging that. I think, you know, we'll see over the coming weeks, you know, plans rolled out for how we're going to begin to open intelligently, in areas. But as of the time being, yep, our offices and visitor centers are closed to the public, but we do have staff available to answer questions.
Well, and one of the things that people like to do, and I've seen it over the years, is they discover something in the outdoors or they think something's important and they like to bring it to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife office. Sometimes that's just a great big fish that they want to bring in there and have show it to you guys, or sometimes it's something, an animal they've found or taken pictures of, they want to identify that they don't know. But also sometimes, especially this time of the year, there's a lot of young of the year out there, and that can lead to some problems, can't it?
It can. Every spring, Colorado just comes alive with this abundance of new young wildlife across the state. And this time of year, a lot of our offices will see folks, well-meaning folks who they'll find a lot of times it's the fawn. They'll find, a baby deer out on the trail or outside their home, and they'll think that it's been abandoned. They'll think that it needs help, and they'll bring it into our offices. And it's just not the right thing to do. Every year we really try to remind folks that although you have good intentions, young animals don't need rescuing. They're prepared by nature to survive without that human intervention. They're fine most likely where they are. Enjoy the wildlife from a distance. Use binoculars, to check them out. That's what makes living in Colorado so great. But don't feed, touch, or remove wildlife from their natural environment. It's an important message we try to stress. A lot of times, especially with fawns, what you're witnessing is just normal behavior. It's the mother has gone out to forage, has left the young fawn in a safe place, and it's fine just to leave it where it is. And you're welcome to enjoy looking at it, but please don't interfere with it.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get close. Well, first of all, nature has equipped these animals with survival techniques. A lot of times the mother is either, like you said, out foraging or maybe even drawing predators away from the fawn. And for the most part, fawns don't give off any scent. They're nestled down. They blend into the environment. So they're difficult for predators to find. Do predators occasionally take a small animal? Of course they do. That's part of nature. But for the most part, you're right. But as soon as you touch that fawn, you've almost given it a death sentence, haven't you?
You have. You leave your scent on it, which might cause the mother to actually abandon the animal. or it could make it, that animal easier to find for a predator. Or if you remove that animal from the location where you found it, then the mother might not be able to locate it again, even if you try to bring it back later. So all in all, it's just a bad idea to interfere with that animal. What we tell folks is to leave it be. If it's been a few days and you're still concerned, you're seeing that animal, then call our offices, you know, call your local Colorado Parks and Wildlife office, talk with somebody. And, you know, if it sounds like it's an issue we need to check out, we're going to send a wildlife officer out to investigate and check on the well-being of that animal. So that's the best advice we can really give.
And it's really critical this time of year because all the deer type animals, the deer, the moose, the elk, all these are having young of the year and within this time period, and they're going to be at different stages of development. And they're so fun to watch, especially when they first start to stand up and start to move around, and you see nature at its best. But your advice couldn't be better. Have a good pair of binoculars. Don't do anything to attract these animals, and certainly don't go up and bother the young, even if you think they're in distress. If it gets to that point, call somebody. Are there resources on the website at Parks and Wildlife for this?
Definitely. Yep. Go to the website is cpw.state.co.us. You can find plenty of information on the website just from the home screen to link off to information about, you know, leaving young wildlife alone, why that's a very good idea, why it's also a very good idea to not feed wildlife in Colorado. There's a reason that it's illegal, you know, puts animals' health and safety in danger. But we also have good wildlife viewing tips, you know, so fantastic information on there, and also good information about all the different species you can find in Colorado, what makes them unique, how to live safely with them, how to enjoy, you know, all the natural resources we have in the state.
All right, Travis, just great information. We know people are out there. We just want to give them some quick reminders. You know, everybody's focused on the COVID thing, but we got to remember the fundamentals of being outside. Thank you, Travis, so much for joining us today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Terry.
You bet. Travis Duncan from Parks and Wildlife. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk more fly fishing. Then next hour, we've got conventional fishing and another fly fishing report from around the state. We're going to get you out there enjoying it. And then I'm going to do a wrap up and talk about some of the things I was out doing at ponds and small bodies of water. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.